Governor Rick Scott is a former hospital executive. He founded and ran one of the nation's largest chains, and he's recently been touting that experience. So when the governor announced the formation of a work group to study healthcare finance, he put hospitals and insurance companies on notice.
Basically, let's look at how we're spending our dollars. Are we getting a good return for taxpayers, the people that are putting the money up? Are patients around the state being able to afford, are families being able to afford their health care? Do we get a good outcome? Do they have good patient satisfaction? Let's make sure that we have a health care system that's for everybody.
The legislature remains mired in a stalemate over how to address a potential loss of the low-income pool. The state gets $1 billion in federal money to match with local dollars, and a $2 billion program reimburses hospitals and other health care providers for indigent care. The Senate believes any losses can be made up if Florida expanded Medicaid, but Scott and the House are opposed. Meanwhile, the governor has forged ahead, naming 9 people to his health care financing panel. Among them are one doctor and several Scott appointees to college and university boards, including North Florida's Eugene Lamb. He's a Scott supporter, former Gadsden County Commissioner, who now sits on the board of Tallahassee Community College. And he was chair of the Gadsden Commission when the county attempted to restart its hospital.
I gained a lot of experience just by working with Tallahassee Regional to get that campus in Gadsden. And I know there's a lot of other small counties they're having a problem with the hospitals and trying to get funds.
But the commission is already running into criticism that its members don't have much, if any, health care experience. And lawmakers who volunteered to serve on the panel were also left out. Meanwhile, hospitals are wary, especially when it comes to the governor's idea that they share profits.
It appears, at least on the front end, to be a form of a tax. And the question is do you want to really create an environment where you tax an entire industry and redistribute income.
Mark O'Brien runs Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. Hospitals have been at the center of Florida's health care fight. Supporters applaud them for pushing a plan to expand Medicaid in the state. Critics label them as greedy, trying to turn a profit. And they point to what's known as a cost shift in the health care industry. People with insurance pay more to offset the cost of those who are un- or underinsured. O'Brien says the markup is found in the rates negotiated with insurance companies. It's not a hidden cost on a patient's bill.
In order for us to keep our doors open, we have to at least make enough money. We have to at least make as much money as we spend to keep our doors open. In order to be able to reinvest appropriately in technologies and in staffing, et cetera, to improve, we have to make a little bit more, because if all we did was break even every year, we would have no ability to reinvest in technologies and programs that our community needs.
TMH is a private hospital with a board and investors. The low-income pool makes up about 1% of its budget, and O'Brien says the hospital would be fine without it. But that's not the case for Shands Hospital in Jacksonville. It's one of 5 in the state that's been identified as a critical center, which means it treats high numbers of uninsured patients. And Shands CEO Russell Armistead recently addressed lawmakers on the issue.
That's $120 million to Jacksonville. It's almost 20% of my revenue. If I lose it, I'll close in a few months.
Closure could mean a big economic impact to the Jacksonville region.
With the 7th largest employer in Jacksonville, over 7,000 employees, 4,000 in the hospital, almost 50% African American, and 700 physicians, 350 in the training program, and 350 who are teachers of the program, as well as another couple of thousand in UF-related organizations.
A congressional House panel has scheduled a hearing on Florida's fight over the low-income pool. Governor Scott has asked the federal government whether it will consider lowering income eligibility so more people can get coverage on the federal insurance exchange. He's also asked about block grants, all areas he wants his commission to consider. But whether it will get that much cooperation is unclear. Private hospitals are, by definition, private, and they might not turn over their finances. So are many health insurance companies. Furthermore, there are plenty of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals in the state legislature, and they might not be swayed either. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.